Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud. We left off on daf Tes Amud Beis, and it's another daf of Drashos about Seirim and what they're mechaber for. Okay, so let's all get excited. So the Gemara we left off yesterday, we left off with the comparison between the tzitz and the seirim of Rosh Chodesh. So let's actually pick it up again from the two dots. Be easier to get into it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Sirei Regalim Mechaper Navalo Sirei Rosh Chodeshim. So this goes back. Obviously, we just keep on revisiting the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shimon said that the Sirei Regalim are Mechaper, but the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim are not Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav, meaning for someone who became Tamei and either entered the Mikdash while Tamei or ate Kachem while Tamei. Rather, it's Mechaper for a Tahar Sha'achal Asatamei. It's Mechaper for a person who himself was tahar, but the food that he ate, the kachim that he ate, was tamei. Someone who ate kodesh that was in fact tamei. That's how Rabbi Shimon understood is what the function of the Sirei Rosh Chodesh was. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, my time is Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Amar Krav, Osan Nasan Lachem Laseis Savon HaEda. The pasuk says that Osan Nasan Lachem Laseis Savon HaEda, V'Hai Krav B'Sirei Rosh Chodesh K'tivin. And that it says by the Sirei Rosh Chodesh. So it uses the word avon in describing the kapara that the seer of Rosh Chodesh achieves, v'yalef avon avon mitzitz, and we also use the word avon in describing what the tzitz accomplishes. Nemar kan avon v'nemar lalan avon mal alan tumas basar avkan tumas basar. So just like the tzitz accomplishes to be meratze for a carbon that's tameh for tumas basar, so to over here the function of the seer Rosh Chodeshim is to be mechaper for tumas basar, not for being makriv of the mizbeach tumas basar, but for eating basar tameh, for eating kodesh that is tameh. If you look at Rashi, mala alan tumas basar she'ina tzitz meratza al tumas haguf. The tzitz is not meratza. The tzitz that the kohen gadol would wear on his forehead is not meratza for tumas haguf. Ela al hadam o la chelev o la basar shel ola shekarav betuma. The tzitz is just meratza for the different parts of the animal of a carbon ola that's brought betuma. Umeratza tzitz al a carbon shemachshira leratzon she'ina balam tzrichon lahavi carbon acher. Now, what does it mean that tzitz is meratza? You're not eating it anyway. So what does it mean it's meratza? What it means it's meratza is that the carbon is still a valid carbon, and that the bailim who brought that carbonola doesn't have to bring another carbon in its place because it was tameh. No, it allows the carbon to be accepted. Afkan tumas basar yichaper ala ochel basar kodesh tameh v'utar. So to over here tumas basar, so to be the seer of Rosh Chodesh should be effective for tumas basar, but over here it means a bit something different. Not that it allows a carbon to be a valid carbon, but rather it's mechaper for a guy who happens to eat a carbon that whose basar was tameh, who happens to eat kachim that the basar was tameh. So that it's mechaper for his individual avera. So frek the gemara, but those are two totally different functions, right? What the tzitz accomplishes and what the seer of Rosh Chodesh accomplishes, as just described, are two totally different things. Ima lahalan olin afkan olin by the tzitz. Again, if you look at Rashi, ima lahalan olin ma tzitzenu mechaper al shum chait el meratze al haolin. Just like the tzitz is not mechaper for any avera. All it does is it makes the carbon effective. Avza yirtza ala olin ki yechi David tzitz. So we should say the same thing by the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, that the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim make a carbon effective, and not that that it's actually mechaper for navera. So what does it mean? Make nafkamina lahecha de nishpar tzitz v'lo yechaper lavon adam ochel. I mean, the Gemara is saying this seriously, that what the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim should accomplish is whatever the tzitz accomplishes, to allow a carbon ola to be an effective carbon. But isn't the tzitz already accomplishing that? Maybe the tzitz is broken. And if the tzitz is broken, the tzitz is not accomplishing that. So why do we say maybe the tzitz is broken? Shouldn't we say better that maybe the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz? So that's a major discussion in the Gemara, whether the tzitz is meratza only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, or the tzitz is meratza all the time, even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Right? So let's assume that it's meratza all the time, but if it's broken, then it's not going to be meratza. So that's what we're suggesting. Let the Rosh Chodesh the Seir of Rosh Chodesh not be mechaper for a person who eats basar tameh, but let's say that it actually enables a carbon ola that is tameh to be an effective carbon. So says Gemara, avon ha'eda ksiv. It says avon ha'eda, which implies that it's mechaper for an aveira that people did, not that it allows for a carbon, that it makes a carbon effective, but that it's actually mechaper for an aveira that people did. So frek the Gemara, okay, so now we've determined that since it's meratza for carbonola, that's tameh, which is not an aveira. It's not about an aveira. It's about just being meratza, allowing the carbon to be effective. And the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, are mechaper for the aveira of eating basar kodesh that's tameh. So frekting mar michti migmar gamri me'adadi, we definitely do link the tzitz and Sirei Rosh Chodeshim. That's how we knew that Sirei Rosh Chodeshim are not mechaper on tumas mikdash kodashav, rather than mechaper on basar that's tameh. So mechaper drosh chodesh adidei ve'aditzitz. Why don't we say that Sirei Rosh Chodesh is mechaper both for a person who did the aveira of eating basar kodesh that's tameh, and also accomplish what the tzitz accomplishes, also allow a carbon ola that's tameh to be an effective carbon. Nafkamina lehecha dinishbar tzitz, and the nafkamina would be for a case of where the tzitz broke, and in which case the tzitz is not doing its job. So let the Sirei Rosh Chodesh do both jobs. Amar kra avon. Avon echadu nose ve nose beis avanos. No, that's what the pasuk says, that the seer of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper on the avon ha'eda. Avon is single avon. It's not mechaper for two separate things, only for one thing. If you look at Tosfos, v'nechaper Rosh Chodesh adidei v'aditzitz, pirish, karban shekarav bituma bisho'a shekarav Rosh Chodesh. The karbano shekarav bituma kodem Rosh Chodesh in svara sheichaper, deich yichaper mafreya masha kvar karav bituma. Meaning, the tzitz being meratza makes a lot of sense because the tzitz is always there. So whenever the problem comes up on the Mizbeach, that you're bringing basar tameh in the Mizbeach, or Evarim tameh, whatever it is on the Mizbeach, whenever that problem comes up, the tzitz, the presence of the tzitz is always there, and therefore it's going to be meratza for that. But to say that the carbon of the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim should be meratza for that, well, that would mean that the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim are active at the time that you're looking for the Ritzoy, at the time that this problematic carbon is being brought. Because the fact that I once brought Sirei Rosh Chodeshim shouldn't help to allow for to affect any carbon that's being brought right now. That's in the past. The tzitz is meratza because you don't do anything with tzitz. Its very presence is meratza. But the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, if it's meratza, if it serves to make a carbon ola that was tamei effective, it should really only work at the time that the carbon that the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim are being brought themselves. So that's what Tos says. It has to be that it's that if you brought a carbon ola betuma at the time that you're being makriv the Rosh Chodesh Karbanos, right, Shakar Rosh Chodesh, that's what we wanted to suggest, that's what the Gemara is trying to suggest, let the Sirei Rosh Chodesh be mechaper at that point. But the Gemara would never have suggested that the Sirei Rosh Chodesh that you brought 2 weeks ago when it was Rosh Chodesh should be mechaper for a problematic Karbanola. Okay, so the Gemara says, we learn from Avon that the Sirei Rosh Chodesh can't be mechaper for both. Okay, so the Gemara says, what about the other side? V'nechaper tzitz adidei ve'ad Rosh Chodesh. Let the tzitz be mechaper for everything. Let it be mechaper for what its own job is, for the carbon that's brought betumah, and let it be meratza to make it an effective carbon, and let it also be mechaper for people who did the aveira of eating basar kodesh while it was tameh, while the basar was tameh. And nafkamina l'tumah di'ira bein zel l'zeh. And nafkamina would be if someone became tameh, if someone ate basar tameh in between the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim, so the tzitz should chap the ritzui before the next year of Rosh Chodesh is the tzitz should chap rather the kapara before the next year of Rosh Chodesh achieves that kapara. So says Gemara Amar Kra Osa. Osa nosei avon ve'in acheres nosei avon. No, it says osa, so we say osa nosei avon ve'in acheres nosei avon, that only the Sirei Rosh Chodesh can be nosei the avon of the Eda, can affect a kapara for someone who eats basar kodesh with tameh. Nothing else can accomplish it. A special miyut in the pasuk. Ravashi amar, ksiv hach avon ha'eda, Eda velo kachim. V'hasim k'siv avona kachim, kachim velo eda. Ravash says, no, look at the word next to avon in each context, and it's a very limiting word. Avona eda is clearly a reference to people who did averas, and avon kachim is a reference to problematic kachim, not to people who did averas. So the tzitz only works for avon kachim, and the sir rosh hakadashim only work for avon ha'eda. So good, according to Rabbi Shimon, we find very well that Siri Rashi Chadashim are mechaper for a tar, a person who ate tamei meat, Siri Regalim de mechapri al she'in ba yediyah lo b'dchil v'lo b'sof min alan. But how does he know that Siri Regalim are mechaper for Tumas Mikdash u'Kedashav, where you don't have a yediyah lo b'dchil v'lo b'sof? So says Gemara, Kedam Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina, Siir v'Siir, Hachanami Siir v'Siir. We take that same drasha that we quoted yesterday of Rabbi Chaim Rabbi Chanina, who's, we're going to see it in its original context in today's daf, but that same drasha of Siir v'Siir, and we darshan over here as well, Siir v'Siir. V'Iskosh Siir regalim the Siir Rashi Chadashim, and we compare the Siir regalim to the Siir Rashi Chadashim in the following way. Now again, according to Rabbi Shimon, Siir Rashi Chadashim do not accomplish the same thing, it's not even in the same category as Siir regalim. Are not. That's for eating basar that itself is tamei. So, but we compare it in the following way. Masir de Rosh Chodesh b'milsa de Kodesh mechapri, just like the Sir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for some hektish related, some kachim related issue. Afsir regalim b'milsa de Kodesh mechapri. So to the Sir regalim are mechaper for some Kodesh related issue. So lest you say, okay, well, once it's being mechaper for some kodesh related issue, namely the issue of tumas mikdash u'kedashav, where you don't have yediyah lo b'tchilah v'lo b'sof, but why don't we also let it be mechaper for that which the Siri Rosh Chodesh are mechaper for basar tameh, that was a basar kodesh that was tameh? So it says in Gemara, no, ha'aminan osa. Osa nosei avon, veinacher nosei avon. By the Siri Rosh Chodesh, it says explicitly osa, that the Siri Rosh Chodesh are unique in that only they are able to accomplish what they are supposed to accomplish for basar tameh. Nothing else can accomplish kapara for eating basar tameh. Special meat in the pasuk. Unless you say nichbru ad yom kippurim, let it be mechaper on that which yom kippurim is mechaper for, meaning the seer of yom kippur is mechaper for. Over here, referring to the seer nasa b'chutz, where we said that it's mechaper for something that has ein ba yediyah b'tchila, but yesh ba yediyah b'sof. The seer nasa b'chutz in yom kippur is mechaper for ein ba yediyah b'tchila, yesh ba yediyah b'sof. So why don't we say that the seer regalim should also be mechaper for ein ba yediyah b'tchila? You didn't realize originally that you became tameh, but then after entering the mikdash or eating kodesh, you then realize, oh boy, I was tameh the whole time. Ha'amrinan achas b'shana, kaparazu lo to'e ela achas b'shana. No, because it says in regards to the seer of Yom Kippurim, that it's achas b'shana, that the kapar that it achieves can only be once a year, so it can only be with the seer of Yom Kippurim, and therefore it can't be accomplished with the seer of Harugalim also, because by definition that would mean that it's more than once a year. Now, Rashi points out there's a fundamental problem with that answer, that ha'amrinan achas b'shana, is that it's true that it does say achas b'shana in regards to the seer of Yom Kippurim, but remember, there's more than one seer of Yom Kippurim. There's the seer that's nasa b'fnim, and the seer that's nasa b'chutz. Achas b'shana is not said by the seer nasa b'chutz, which is what we're trying to talk about over here. It's said about the seer nasa b'fnim. So Rashi writes in the third line, v'yafagav d'hai b'seer apnim iksiv ha'iskish la'adadi k'dam masnisin. But we're makish, we have a hekish between the seer apnimi and the seer achutz. So therefore, we're able to apply this drasha that it says in the context of the Seir HaPnimi to the Seir HaNasa B'chutz and Yom HaKippurim as well, that the kapara achieved by the Seir HaNasa B'chutz and Yom HaKippurim can only be achieved once a year and therefore cannot be covered by the Seir HaRegalim. So says Gemara, Amay Mechapri. So what then is left for the Seir HaRegalim to be mechaper for? Eel sheyesh b'yediyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yediyah b'sof haibar karbon hu. So if it's talking about someone who knew originally that he was tamei, forgot that he was tamei, went into the Beis HaMikdash, and then afterwards again realized I was tamei when I walked into the Beis HaMikdash, so he's chayv a regular karbon chatas, well, not a regular karbon chatas, karbon olav yored. He's chayv the regular karbon olav yored. So there is no communal karbon that's going to come and be mechaper for him. He has his own personal karbon he's got to bring to be mechaper for himself. So that doesn't that can't be what the Siri Regalim are for. If you want to tell me it's for a case of a guy who knew he was Tamei once, and then did the Avera when he forgot, and still has forgotten, still doesn't realize that he had done anything. So, Hai Sira Nasa Bifnim, Yom HaKippurim tell that. We already said that the Sira Nasa Bifnim and Yom Kippur cover him. Now again, when we said cover him, it means not that it's mechaper for him totally, it covers him until he realizes what he did. And then once he realizes what he did, he becomes chayv in a karbon, because now he becomes someone who's yesh b'yidia b'tchila ubasof. That's the definite. Every person who's yesh b'yidia b'tchila ubasof at some point was a person who's yesh b'yidia b'tchila vein b'yidia b'sof. Right, because you definitely forgot while you entered into the Mikdash. That's part of the premise of the whole discussion, that was Bishogeg. So unless you, the second you stepped out of the Mikdash, you came to the Hakara that you were Tameh, right? So there was some moment where you were Ein B'Yediyah B'Sof. So it's by nature, it changes when the person remembers, and then he's Yesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila, the Yesh B'Yediyah B'Sof, then he's going to be Chayv a regular Karban, right? But in the meantime, till he realizes that, the Sira Nasa B'Fnim is going to cover him, as we said previously, lahagin alav mina yisurim, to protect him from whatever yisurim are going to come, because for whatever yisurim, a person who's walking around bearing such sins on his shoulders would normally be subject to, he's not going to be subject to. So again, we're still trying to figure out, what do the seirei regalim cover you for? What are they mechaper you for? What are they mechaper for? Yal she'in b'yidia b'tchila aval yesh b'yidia b'sof. If it's mechaper for someone who didn't know originally, but now realizes, hai sir nasa b'chutz v'yom ha'kippur mechaper. Sir nasa b'chutz and Yom Kippur are already mechaper for that. Sal karcha chena mechaper, ella al she'in b'yidia lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. So all that's left is that the Sira Regala must be mechaper for a person who violated Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, but didn't realize lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, didn't realize originally when he became Tameh, and still doesn't realize that he had become Tameh and entered the Mikdash, and that's the person who is covered by the Sira Regala. Fine, that's all an explanation of the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Now we go weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said on the top of Beis Amin Beis, remember, it was a long mission, that's why it's taken us a long time to get through it. The Mishnah said on the top of Beis Amin Beis that Rameir Omer Kol HaSeirin Kaparasan Shava. All of the Seirim achieved the same Kapara. And we pointed out, Rashi pointed out, we said it again yesterday, when we say Kol HaSeirin Kaparasan Shava, what we mean is Kol Seirei HaMusafin, all the Seirim of Musafin, not the Seir HaNasa B'Fnim of Yom Kippur. The Seir HaPnimi is in its own category. But all the Seirei HaMusafin, the Seir of Yom Kippur that's Nasa B'Chutz, the Seir of Regalim, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, they're all Mechaper on all Tumas Mikdash Ukadash of issues. On Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yediyah B'Sof, Ein B'Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof, and Tar Shachal HaSatamei, they're even Mechaper on not Tumas Mikdash Ukadash of issues, but rather on Tar Shachal HaSatamei, which is what the Sira Rosh Chodesh is meant to be Mechaper for. They're all Mechaper for the same Averos. That was the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Again, with the exception of the Sira Nasa B'Fnim. So now we have the original statement of Rabbi Chama that we keep on quoting. Am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my time in Rameir. What's the reason for Rameir that they're all mechaper for the same Averos? Am Akras, Si'ir v'Si'ir. Hukshu kala Si'irim zelazeh. Pasuk says, Si'ir v'Si'ir. So we make a hekesh with all the Si'irim. Vav Mosef alinyan Rishon. And therefore we compare the Si'irim to each other. Rabbi Meir takes that in a very strong sense, that we compare them, that they actually all achieve the same thing. So originally we thought that meant that each one is derived from its friend. So what does that mean? Says Rashi, Shel Pesach hasamuch l'Rosh Chodesh, gamer merosh chodesh l'chaper al atar she'achal hasatameh. That the seer of Pesach, which is written near the seer of Rosh Chodesh. So what do we know about the seer of Rosh Chodesh? We know that the seer of Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be mechaper, not for Tumas Mikdash Kodashav, but rather for eating basar kodesh that it's self is Tameh. So maybe because of the Shal Pesach is written right near Shal Rosh Chodesh, that will therefore teach us that Shal Pesach, which is one of the Seirei Regalim obviously, is also Mechaper for eating Basar Kodesh that's Tameh. Ub Rosh Chodesh Shvili Rameir Rabbi Shimon. And Rameir holds fundamentally, like Rabbi Shimon, that Rosh Chodesh is meant for that, for Basar Kodesh that's Tameh. Vishal Sukkis HaSamach L'Shal Yom HaKippurim Gamar Midi Yom HaKippurim. And the Seir of Sukkis is written right near Yom Kippur. That teaches us from Yom Kippur l'she'in b'yidia b'tchila v'liyesh b'yidia b'sof, that just like the Sira Nasa b'chutz in Yom Kippur is for ein b'yidia b'tchila and yesh b'yidia b'sof, so to the Sira Regalim are she'in b'yidia b'tchila v'yesh b'yidia Yom Kippur. V'shal Yom Kippur mishal Sukkos. Lein v'yidia lo b'tchilah v'lo b'sof. And we learn Yom Kippur from Sukkos, that by Sukkos is the Sirei Regalim, which are supposed to teach me about Kapara for Ein v'yidia lo b'tchilah v'lo b'sof. V'ad d'gamri kulu kol chad v'chad mi d'samach le'elyonim mitachtanim v'tachtanim elyonim. So that's how they're all one. Mishkabal b'le'ol are learned from each other, and they all cover all the different permutations of Ein v'yidia b'tchilah, Yesh b'yidia b'sof, etc. So that's what we assumed the drasha is. So frak the Gemara, I v'amar b'yochan kala Torah kula lemeidin lamad mi lamad chutz mi kachem shein lemeidin lamad mi lamad, that in kala Torah kula that would be a valid way of making a drasha, that if you learn a din from a hekish, you can then apply that to teach somewhere else. You can have a two-step drasha, that if A teaches me something about B, B can then turn around and teach me that same thing about C. So that works out very well if you learn Laman Milaman. But in all of Kala Tarakula, we are Lamed Milamad, but by Kachem we're not Lamed Milamad, right? By Kachem it has a separate drasha, a separate way of darshaning, as we've described in the past. Different parts of Torah have different rules of how to darshan them, and what, you know, for instance, we always give the example, Safek. What's the halacha by Safek? So it really depends on what area of Torah you're in. We've said over the Gra many times in the past that the Pasuk says, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega, where the Gra said that that's a reference to the three basic areas of Torah. Dam Ladam is a reference to Isser V'Heter, right? That person's wife is a nida, she's asura to him. Din ladin is a reference to dine mamonis, and nega lenega is a reference to tumentara. So what's halacha by safek? Well, it depends. By yisur v'heter, safek daraisa l'chumah, safek rabban l'kula. By tumentara, safek tum rishus hayachid is tami, safek tum rishus rabim is tar. By dine mamonis, hamotzi mechaveru lafaraya. They each have their own set of rules. So we have it on a more limited level as well. Kachim, which is probably an outgrowth, a subcategory of Isser V'Heter, right? It's not Tumetara, it's a subcategory of Isser V'Heter, has its own rules of drushes also, that the way the drushes work with Kachim is that we're not Lamedin Laman Milamad. So how can we say that they're all Melamed on each other, that all these different Seirim are all Melamed on each other? Says Mara Halo Kasha, Kulumi Kamagamri. It's not that one, that you have A teaches about B, which then turns around and teaches about C. They all learn from the same original source. Tenach, meaning they all come from. If you look at Rashi, Kulu me Rosh Chodesh Gamar. They all really derive their halachos from Rosh Chodesh, and then share their halachos with Rosh Chodesh. But it's not about a two-step drasha. Kulu me Rosh Chodesh Gamar l'tar sha'achlas atamei v'Rosh Chodesh minayu, and Rosh Chodesh is derived from them l'shein v'yidia klal v'kulu midyom kippurim lein v'yidia betchila. And then again, they all turn around and learn from Yom Kippur, which it's for what this year Achitzen Yom Kippur is mechaper frein v'yidia betchila yesh v'yidia b'sof. So it's a bunch of individualized drashas. It's not two steps within a single drasha. That's the way the drashas work. So says Gemara, so that works out very well for most of these karbanos, because most of them say v'sa'ir, and we're darshaning vav mosav alin in rishon to teach me to connect them all to each other. But at seres v'yom kippurim d'loksiv be v'sa'ir minalan. But what about the seer of Atzeres, where it doesn't say v'sa'ir, in the seer of Yom Kippur, where it doesn't say v'sa'ir? So then how are we going to link them to the, how are we going to know what their kapara achieves and link them to all the other seerim? So Ela Amar Rabbi Yona Amar Kra, Eile Tassu L'Hashem M'mo'adeichem. Hukshu Kol Amadim Kulan Zeh L'Zeh. So that's why we have a separate drasha. Tell me that all Mo'adim are compared to each other. So the Seirei HaRegalim, the Seir of Yom HaKippurim, and the Seir of Rosh Chodesh are all compared to each other because they're all about Mo'adim. All those Seirim are brought on Mo'adim. Yom Kippur is a Mo'ad, and the Regalim are obviously Mo'adim, and the Gemara is assuming Rosh Chodesh is a Mo'ad too. So in fact, the Gemara have one problem. But Rosh Chodesh lav Mo'ad too. But Rosh Chodesh is not a Moed. Why do we assume Rosh Chodesh is not a Moed? What does the Gemara have to back that up, that Rosh Chodesh is not a Moed? So probably the Gemara is referring to the idea that Rosh Chodesh does not have a Nisr Malacha. that there's no Issa Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So that's why we don't say full halal on Rosh Chodesh. The halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh is only a minag. We only say chatzi halal mitam minag, right? But the full halal we don't say Rosh Chodesh because it's not a real mawi. It doesn't have, there's no Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So says the Gemara, Ivra Rosh Chodesh. That's why in Shabbos, for instance, on Shabbos we also don't say halal, even though there is an Issur Melacha on Shabbos, because Shabbos is not a moed, right? So in order to say halal, you need something to be moed and have an Issur Melacha. So that's why Rosh Chodesh we don't say halal, and Shabbos we don't say halal. So that's the famous kasha, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, why don't we say the full halal? Shouldn't we say the full halal when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos? So that's what you have to. That's what the lumdish of discussion is. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, is it Rosh Chodesh that happens to also be Shabbos, or is it a new kedusha of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh that has its own unique status of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Anyway, if Rosh Chodesh nami ikra moed, really Rosh Chodesh is also called a moed. Kedamar Abaye, Damar Abaye, Tammuz da'ishasu meluyim al yuhu, because Abaye said the Tammuz, the month of Tammuz, I guess. This can qualify as a daf yomi coincidence. The month of Tammuz, in that year of the Meraglim, they made it sure that it was a chodesh mal. It happened to have been a chodesh malay. Dichsiv karalai moed lishbar bachurai. That karalai moed lishbar bachurai. So it was actually the way, if you do the math, the way the year works out, that the people were crying over the report of the Meraglim was on Tishbav, is only if Tammuz was a full month, was a 30-day month. And not a 29-day month. But the point is that you see that how do I know that the month was full? Karalai Moed. That because he uses the term Moed. So apparently Moed is a reference to Rosh Chodesh. If you look at Rashi, Karalai Moed, but Mesechus Tainus, Tamas de Yishasa, Shalshana Ashnia, Liatsias Mitzrayim, the second year after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shinshalchuba Miraglim, Be'esrim Vetisha B'Sivan, where they sent Miraglim on the 29th day of Sivan, Meluye Malyuhu Litamas. They made Tamas a full month. Lefichach Irubo Yom Chazaris Miraglim B'Shmona Ba'av. Therefore, the day the Miraglim came back turned out to be the 8th day of Av. Because we know that the people cried that night. So the Meraglim came back the day before the people cried, right? They cried that night. That's what the Gemara in Tainus over there says, that because the people cried a Bechir Shalchinam in the night of Tisha B'Av, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a Bechir L'Doros. He says, you're crying for nothing? I'll give you a good reason to cry. And he made it a Bechir L'Doros. What turns out from that Rashi, interestingly, and it's not just from this Rashi, from the Gemara in Maseches Tainus, is that what are we crying for on Tisha B'Av? When we talk about how Tisha B'Av was, a lot of bad things happened on Tisha B'Av, including the Meraglim. It's not the report of the Meraglim that happened on Tisha B'Av. That actually happened on the 8th day of Av, the report of the Meraglim. We're not mourning, we're not stuck in a rut on Tisha B'Av because of the report of the Meraglim, because of that Aveira. We're stuck in a rut on Tisha B'Av and bad things keep happening, and it all started with the crying that Klal Yisrael had after the report of the Meraglim. All of Klal Yisrael perhaps would not have been punished for all eternity had a few men done a terrible Aveira. But it's the way that all of Klal Yisrael reacted and continued and carried forward that Aveira, that's what caused the problem. Very often, an Aveira, a mistake, a problem, if it's nipped in the bud, you can very often stop it from doing major damage. But if you then exacerbate it and allow it to grow, that's where it becomes very problematic. And that's what all the crying is for on Tisha B'Av. Now this idea that Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, is not a Moed, so Rosh Chodesh is a very interesting, it's sort of like this in-between kind of day. The Gemara says Erech and Daf Yud and Chagiga Yuches and Shabbos Chav Dalid. The Gemara assumes that it's Mutar Du Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, and like we're saying over here, it's Mutar Du Malacha. Yet the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chav Beis and Beis says that we read four Aliyos on Rosh Chodesh because it's Ein Bo Bitul Malacha, meaning we can read an extra Aliyah because we're not really holding anyone back from going to work anyway because no one's working. It's Rosh Chodesh, so the Gemara seems to assume over there at least in Megillah that on some level there's no Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So Tosfos and Megillah deals with the issue, and Tosfos says, no, it's mutter to do Malach on Rosh Chodesh. People just use it as a day to take off. They happen to not do Malach on Rosh Chodesh, but it's definitely mutter mikra din. But Tosfos seems to not make any distinction, men, women, whatever. Everyone takes off on Rosh Chodesh, that it's a day that it's appropriate to take off, although not required to take off. The Tur in Siman Tov Yud Zayin says, no, it's that women don't do Malach on Rosh Chodesh. Men do Malach, but women don't do Malach on Rosh Chodesh. Now, I don't know how that explains the Kriyas HaTorah issue, because women typically are not chayiv to hear Kriya Satora. Men are the ones that are chayiv to hear Kriya Satora. But I don't know how that answers the question, but that the Torah doesn't deal directly with the question so much as he just tells us what the nature of the day of Rosh Chodesh is. And that's, there's Yerushalmi and Tainus like that. The Yerushalmi and Tainus says it's a viable minhag if women don't want to do malach on Rosh Chodesh. For men, it's not even a viable minhag. The Yerushalmi seems to say it's a bad thing, because in general we're supposed to work. Work is a good thing. Mm-hmm. So when we take off more than we have to, so it's not always such a good thing. There's a famous medrash that's quoted in Rashi and Tosos and Megillah over there in Daf Chaf Beis, that because women didn't contribute jewelry to the Chet HaEgel, so the medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded them with Rosh Chodesh. So that's the idea of Rosh Chodesh. The Torah also quotes in the name of his brother, Rav Yehuda, that the three regalim correspond to the three avos, and the 12 Rashi Chadashim correspond to the 12 Shvatim. So when the Shvatim sinned at the Egel, the 12 Rashi Chadashim were taken away from the Shvatim and instead given to the women. And that's how the women ended up with Rosh Chodesh being a special day for them. But anyway, that's the idea, that Rosh Chodesh has not an Isser Malacha, and it's not a full-fledged Moed, but it's still Ikri Moed, the Gemara says. So it has something. It's not an Isser Malacha, but either for some people not to do Malacha, or a preference not to do Malacha. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, the Gemara says that Sudas Rosh Chodesh is an Inyan, just like Sudas Purim. The Gemara lists Sudas Rosh Chodesh together with Sudas Purim. So the Beis Yosef says, no, that it can't be. That can't be there's any such Inyan in Sudas Rosh Chodesh. But again, we said Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So Beis Yosef says, no, it's just an Asmachta. The fact that it's called a Moed doesn't mean anything. But nevertheless, the tour in the name of the Psikta writes, so apparently there's some Indian of Suda on Rosh Chodesh also, to the point that the Torah says that all our money is determined at the beginning of the year how much we're going to make, except for that which we spend on Yantif meals and Rosh Chodesh meals, implying that there is this idea of having a Rosh Chodesh meal. Baruch HaShulchan, Taf Yud Tes Sif Beis says that our minhag is not to have a meal, probably because Beis Yosef doesn't believe in it, and never says in Talmud Bavli anywhere about Sudas Rosh Chodesh, but nevertheless, Mishnah Brura suggests that you should eat something extra, you should have a little extra treat on Rosh Chodesh. That's probably the makar of the minhag in many schools, where they give a Rosh Chodesh treat. They give a donut or something, l'kavod Rosh Chodesh. So you should have a little something extra, l'kavod Rosh Chodesh. Again, that's this quasi status of Rosh Chodesh, this difficult status to understand. Okay, a little reprieve during the drashas. So back in the Gemara. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Modra Meir B'Sir Nasa B'Fnim, Shu Einon Mechaper Kaparas, and Vein Einon Mechaper Kaparaso. Even Rabbi Meir is Modad, even Rabbi Meir says all the Seirim accomplish all the same things, is Modad that that's only for the Seirim Musafin. That does not include, as we said many times, the Seirim Nasa B'Fnim and Yom Kippurim. Hu Einon Mechaper Kaparas, and it doesn't achieve the Kapar of the other Kaparas, Kapara Achas Mechaper Vein Mechaper Shtei Kaparos, because it's only allowed to achieve one kapara, not two kaparos. Heinein and Mechaper Kaparaso, they don't accomplish its kapara, because Amakra, Achas Peshana. Kaparazu, Lotehei, Ella, Achas Peshana. Because it says, Achas Peshana, this kapara is only supposed to be accomplished once a year, and therefore it's only accomplished by the Seir Nasa Bifnim. Remember, we said before that Achas Peshana is said in the context of Seir Nasa Bifnim. We applied it to the Seir Nasa Bechutz also because of the Hekish, but its original context is on the Seir Nasa Bifnim. Tani Nami Yachi, Al Shain be Yidia Lobatkila Velobasov, Val Shain be Yidia Batkila Aval Yesh be Yidia Basov, Val Tar Shachlas Atame, for all of the things that the Seirei Amusaf and Armachaper for, Seirei Haragalim, Seirei Shachadash, Seirei Nasa Bechutz, Mechaper, Divra Meir. All three of the Seirei Musaf and Amachaper for all of those things. But Vilu Seirei Nasa Bifnim, Shira, the Kaparasunami Shira. But the Seirei Nasa Bifnim was left off that list because the Seirei Nasa Bifnim is not Mechaper for those things. And that which the Seirei Nasa Bifnim is Mechaper for is also off that list because those things are not Mechaper for that which the Seirei Nasa Bifnim is Mechaper for, which again was a case of someone who's Yesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila, Ve'in B'Yediyah B'Sof, that it covers him for the interim until he finally remembers what he did. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter. The Mishnah had gone on to say, "Hey, Reb Shimon Omer, Seir Rosh Chodesh Mechaperin al Torah sha'achlas atamid. At Siri Rosh Chodashim, according to Rabbi Shimon, are mechaper not for someone who walked into the Mikdash while he was tamei or ate kachim while he was tamei, but a Torah person who himself ate a davar tamei. Right? That was Rabbi Shimon's shita. Al Torah sha'achal es hatamei. So says the Gemara, Bishlam ad Rosh Chodashim lo mechapri ad regalim, meaning basically what Rabbi Shimon says, unlike Rabbi Meir, is no, they don't all mechaper for each other's averos. They're each mechaper for their own category. And it's only Seiri Rosh Chodashim that's mechaper for Tar Sha'achla Satame. It's not mechaper for the other Kabbalahs are not mechaper for that. So Bishlam ad Rosh Chodashim lo mechapri ad regalim damakra avon. I understand why the Seiri of Rosh Chodesh can't be mechaper for that which the seer of the regalim is mechaper, because the pasuk says avon by the seer of the regalim, avon echru nosi ve nosi shneu. I'm sorry, by the seer of Rosh Chodesh it says avon, right? That's what we started today's shiur with. Seer of Rosh Chodesh says avon, because, and that teaches us that the seer of Rosh Chodesh can only bear one sin. It can only be mechaper for one sin. It can't be mechaper for shnei avonos. El the regalim nechaper ad rashi chadashim, but let the seer of the regalim, where there is no such limit. It doesn't say avon by the serum of the regalim. So let it be a one-way street. So it won't be a two-way street. The serum of Rosh Chodesh won't be mechaper for the serum of the for the same thing that the serum of the regalim will be mechaper for. But let the serum of the regalim be mechaper for that which the serum of the Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for. Samakra osa. Osa nosi avon ve'en achar nosi avon. No, it says in the context of the seer of Rosh Chodesh, osa, that only the seer of Rosh Chodesh is able to be nosei this avon. Only the seer of Rosh Chodesh can be mechaper for a Torah person who ate tamei. Other karbanos musafin cannot be mechaper for a Torah person who ate tamei. Okay, bishlam the regalim lo mechaper ad yom kippurim. I understand why the seer of regalim. This whole comparison is between three seerim. It's just to get clarity over here. There are three seerim that Rabbi Meir wanted to compare to each other and say they're all mechaper for each other, and Rabbi Shimon is saying to divide up the seer achitzon on yom kippur, which is supposed to be mechaper for a case where it was ein b'yadiyah b'tchila aval yesh b'yadiyah b'sof. The Seirei HaRegalim, which are supposed to be Mechaper for Ein B'Yediyah, Lo B'Tchila, V'Lo B'Sof, and the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, which is supposed to be Mechaper for a Torah person that's eating Tameh. So says Gemara, I understand that the Regalim, the Seir of the Regalim, is not Mechaper for that which the Seir HaChitzon on Yom Kippur is supposed to be Mechaper for, Damarkra Achas Pashana, Kapar Zulotea Ela Achas Pashana, because it says in regards to the Seir HaChitzon of Yom Kippur, that the Kapara that it achieves can only be achieved once a year, so if the Seir HaRegalim are Mechaper for it, then it wouldn't be once a year, El Yom HaKippurim Nichburu Ad Regalim, but let the Seir of Yom Kippur be Mechaper for that which the Seir of the Regalim is supposed to be Mechaper for. So No, it says in regards to the Seir of Yom HaKippurim that it achieves Achas. It's only able to achieve one Kapara. So it's not going to be able to achieve the Kapara that the Seir of Regalim are supposed to be Mechaper. So, fact the Gemara, Vahaki Ksiv Achas B'Seir Nasa B'Fnim Ksiv. Nice try. It doesn't say Achas by the Seir Achitz on Yom Kippur. It says Achas in regards to the Seir Hanasa B'Fnim on Yom HaKippurim. So what kind of drush is that? So Amakra, that's what the Pasuk says, Milvad Chatas HaKippurim Ve'iskesh Chitz on the Panimi, that the Pasuk itself compares the Chitz on the Panimi, which is the drasha we kept on referring back to, that Rashi referred to on the top of Amud Aleph over here, but that's the drasha that links the Chitz on the Panimi. That's why we're able to use that drasha of Achas and apply it to the Seir HaNasa B'Chutz Yom Kippur as well. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo, right, this again, going back to the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that Sirei Rosh Chodesh from Rechapen al Tar Shachlas Atamei, and then Mosif Aleihen Shel Regalim, that the Sirei of Regalim, in addition to being Mechaper for Tar Shachlas Atamei, are Mechaper also for Ein V'Yediyah Lo B'Tchil V'Lo B'Sof, and then Mosif Aleihen Shel Yom HaKippurim. So essentially, that it's Mechaper not only for Tar Shachlas Atamei, and not only for Ein V'Yediyah but even al she'in b'yidiyah b'chilav yesh b'yidiyah b'sof. So each one adds to the previous one. So you're meaning basically, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Shimon, Sirei Rashi Chadashim are only mechaper for Torah Shachlas Tamei. Sirei Regalim are mechaper for two things: Torah Shachlas Tamei and Ein Biyidia Labet Kuvul B'Sof. And the Sirei Chitzin Yom Kippur is mechaper for all three. So it's not that they're all mechaper for each other, nor is it that they're only mechaper for their own things. It's that it builds up. That was the shita of that was quoted in the name of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara, "Maishna the Rashi Chadashim v'lo mechaper yadur regalim damar kra avon avon echad unasi v'nasi shnei avonos." Why is it that the seer of Rosh Chodesh is not mechaper for that which the seer of the regalim is supposed to be mechaper for? Because we have a miyud in the pasuk. Pasuk says avon, which implies that it can only be nosei a single avon. It can only be mechaper for one avera, not for two averos. So why don't we therefore say the same thing? The regalim nami lo mechaper yadur Rashi Chadashim, that it shouldn't be. It shouldn't work in the reverse either. That regalim shouldn't be mechaper for the siyum of Rosh Chodesh. Domer kra osa, because we had another meaning in the pasuk of osa. Osa who knows avon ve'in acher knows avon. That only the siyum of Rosh Chodesh could be mechaper for the avera of tar shachla satame and not anything else. So why do we assume the siyum of regalim actually covered that avera as well? So says Mar osa la mashmalei. This shita holds osa is not a valid drasha. He doesn't think that that's a real miut. Why is it that the seer of the regalim is not mechaper for that which the seer achitzon of Yom Kippur is mechaper for? Because the pasuk says achas pashana, kapara zulotei al achas pashana, that the kapara achieved by the seer of Yom Kippurim is only supposed to happen once a year, so therefore it can't be covered by the seer of regalim. But frak the gemara ihachi, what about the reverse drasha? Yom Kippurim nami lo nechapra de regalim. The seer of Yom Kippur shouldn't be mechaper on the avera that the seer of the regalim is mechaper for, because achas ksiv kapara achas mechaper ve'en mechaper shtei kaparos. It says achas, so it should only be mechaper one kapara and not two kaparos. It says gemara achas. He doesn't think the word achas is there to be used as a miut for such a drasha. Amai, why? Why doesn't he use it for that drasha? Because the word achas doesn't appear on the seer of Yom Kippur and Asa b'chutz. The word achas only appears in connection to the seer and Asa b'fnim on Yom Kippurim. So it's not that there's anything wrong with using the word achas as a miut of a drasha in general. There's something wrong with using it as a miut in this drasha about a seer and Asa b'chutz, because the word doesn't appear in that pasuk. Iachi the regal nami nechapra diyom akipurim tichsiv achas b'sir nasa b'fnim ksiv. So frak the gemara, but wait a second, if you're going to ignore the word achas in the seer of Yom Kippurim, so then the seer of the regalim should be mechaper for Yom Kippurim, because you don't have the limitation of achas. So it says, well, the olam achas mashmalei. No, really he does accept the drasha from achas. V'shayni hacha damakra v'chipar aron al karnosav achas b'shana. And what we darshan from there is karnosav the mizbeach ha'pnimi hu de kapara achas mechaper v'enu mechaper shtei kaparos. The karnosav of the mizbeach ha'pnimi can only achieve one kapara and not two kaparos. Hadachitzon afilu shtei kaparos. But of the seer achitzon, it can achieve two kaparos. The karnosav of the Sira Chitzon can achieve two kaparos. So even though we do have the limitation of achas, and we are using the limitation of achas, that's a riboy to tell me that it's able to achieve two kaparos. Amru Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Tamidin Shalom Hutzruchul Tzibor Niftin Tamimin. If you have karbanos tamid that the Tzibor didn't need to use, so the halach is you can't use last year's karban tamids for this year. So what are you going to do with all these extra karban tamids that you have? So you're allowed to be poda them for money while they're tamim. You don't have to wait for them to be a bal mum. You can be poda them while they're a tamim. And what do you do if you poda them while they're a tamim? So Rashi explains, this is all a trick to be able to buy them back and use them again for next year. Rashi explains, Niftin Tamim Lach Shirun B'shana Zu Mechal you exchange them for money of chulin, and that money will go for the extra truma from the previous year. They'll use it for the gold plating on the Kodesh HaKadashim, the kivan shiyatzulchulin. So now that the animal is chulin, you'll go take new money and buy this animal for the carbon tamids for this year. Even though typically you can't be mechal behema without a mum, kedekaimulan mivim kol behema tmei adam mar bali mum and shenifto akasim medaber elu shel tzibur niftin. That's only by a yachid's carbon, can't be nifta without a mum. But the carbonos of a tzibor, like the carbon tamid, which is owned by the whole tzibor, that could be nifta even without a mum. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll start again from that discussion. That's obviously a new discussion. That's Hashem tomorrow.